When we think of St. John Paul II, we all have that image, like with his papal crucifix, like his hands. And also another image is always when he visited a different continent, different country, the first thing he did was he always kissed the ground. And many times he said, do not be afraid, do not be afraid. That became his kind of representative praise that associated with John Paul II. But the reason why I like the Saint John Paul II was this, because of his life. Let me just quickly go through his life. I might be wrong. I mean, I'm just from my memory, so I do not remember the exact year, but I believe when he was 3 years old, I might be wrong, he lost his mother. So he didn't know much about his mother. And then when he grew up, I might be wrong, but about 7 or 8, I might be wrong, he lost his dad. He became an orphan with his brother. And then when he reached, I believe, 18 or 19, possibly 20, 21, I might be wrong again, he lost his brother. So he became alone. And when he joined the seminary, Nazis invaded Poland, and the Nazis, you know, persecuted them, and he saw what Nazis did, especially all these horrors of Holocaust. He saw it. And then after the World War II was over, then the Cold War began, and the communism invaded the Poland and destroyed beautiful churches. Even, if I remember correctly, he lost his friends. Secret police just caught him, caught his friend, gone. And he saw how the communism, the secular world, destroyed his beautiful church. And he was shot once by the radical Muslim, and we all had that one, and I have my frame. It was the ordination gift. He himself went to the person who shot him, and he forgave him. The beautiful image. At the end of his life, he struggled with the Parkinson. And my father has Parkinson. I think I shared it several times. And you know, Parkinson disease is a horrible thing because the mind was very keen, but the body did not follow what the mind wanted. That's who John Paul II was. One day he said, what good is it to become a pope if I could not even raise my hand? I cannot imagine. He was drooling in the middle of his talking, and this thousand people gathered there drooling, and yet he faithfully served the Lord as the universal pastor of the church, the Pope. Why am I saying this? Because one of his, I think either apostolic exhortation or letter, I think the apostolic exhortation, I think, he talked about human suffering well. I mean, I've never seen anyone who understood the human suffering more than ever. And he mentioned this, human suffering, he said, those people who are permitted by God, that if you are suffering right now, physically, mentally, whatever that is, if you look into the suffering of our Lord, our God, and Son of God and Son of Man, God became human, he embraced the entire human suffering, that means this human suffering has a meaning in it. If my Lord, my God, instead of getting rid of the human suffering, rather he embraced the human suffering all the way down to the death of the cross, the miserable way of dying. If that's the case, then there must be meaning of human suffering. And fast forward, he said, if you somehow suffer, then join the redemptive work of our Lord Jesus Christ and his suffering. offer that human suffering to the redemptive work of our Lord Jesus, because you are chosen by Jesus himself to participate in this holy suffering. I mean, I summarize it, it's my own term, but he actually said it better than I said. How did he bring this human suffering? Because he suffered. John Paul II lost his parents, lost his brother, and he went through all the things. And he faithfully served the Lord by embracing human suffering. That's why I believe that Saint John Paul II, we call the Pope John Paul II saint. Sure, he was a pope. He did so many good things. But I think the core was he really resembled the life of Christ by embracing the human suffering. My favorite one is this. I'm going to sing a little bit, okay? Sorry, I know. Human, you know, I might be wrong. I mean, I still remember. I went to the, when I was a pastor, I really wanted to invest more to our youth. And so actually the church supported 25% of the fees. And then we went to the Poland as the World Youth Day. And then my youth minister had to take another role. Therefore, we didn't have any youth meetings at the time. So guess what? Everybody says, Father, you need to go. So I went there. And I remember this, although it was Pope Francis was there, but there was a tradition I found. This song. Jesus Christ, you are my... I might be wrong. You are my heart or something. I love it. Jesus Christ, you are my heart. Alleluia, alleluia. Jesus Christ, you are my love. You are my love. Alleluia. Something like that. And then entire youth does that. Jesus Christ, you are my heart. Alleluia, alleluia. This song, John Paul II, when he initiated World Youth Day, I still remember that the video, when they play that song, it's an honor of John Paul, because John Paul II loved this song so much. Even in the Parkinson, even he was drooling, even he couldn't do this song, guess what he did? He did this. Jesus Christ, you are my heart. Alleluia, alleluia. Trust, by the way, find the YouTube. You know, where do you stay? Jesus Christ is, you are my heart, you are my love. I don't remember what that was. Right? Why am I saying all these things, my brothers and sisters? Today's gospel is very clear. When you see a cloud rising in the west, you say immediately there is going to rain, and so it does. And if wind blowing, it's going to be hot. You know all these things. You know these signs. And here it is, St. John Paul II sharing the sign of love from Jesus, from God the Father, through the power of the Holy Spirit. And yet you do not believe, you hypocrite. Saint John Paul II, who embraced the human suffering, teaching us that there is a meaning of human suffering. And Jesus, John Paul II, who loved the youth, who loved the singing, and even the Parkinson, all this mist of suffering, he did not hesitate to worship the Lord with joy and youth. If we do not see that, then we are indeed hypocrites.